Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey guys, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn and I will be your host for today's episode because Laura Jackson is actually on vacation. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is our top five reasons why your fitness program might be failing you and what you should do instead. Now, I feel like this is a really hot topic because I see it, and I don't know if you're like, and I've experienced this myself, right? Like a lot of these things I have done myself over the years. I still continue to struggle in some areas to get the results I'm looking for. And it's super frustrating. It's super overwhelming. And so I feel like sharing some of these top reasons might be feeling like you're spinning your wheels will help you. If it helps you get on track, then I am so happy because the thing is that there's nothing more frustrating than feeling like, okay, I'm doing everything. I'm going to the gym. I'm eating healthy or what I consider healthy foods. I'm, you know, just all in and I'm still not anywhere near where I feel like I should be. I feel like I don't look anything like how I should look according to how much time, effort, and energy putting in, right? So if you're sitting there listening right now and you're like raising your hand, like, yeah, that's me. Like, that's how I feel. I get it. I feel you. And I want to share this stuff with you because I think that this is stuff that can help hopefully shift in some way, or you might be able to identify an area why your fitness program might be failing you and then hopefully help you make that shift and change. So top five reasons why your program might be failing you and what you should do instead or do about it. So the first thing that could be happening is that you are either knocking out hard enough or you're working out too hard. So it's kind of like one or the other because there has to be the between. There's like this special amazing spot right in the middle that if you hit that, you are going to see the best results possible. The problem with not working out hard enough is that I think that a lot of people consider, they oftentimes feel like they are working out harder than they are. They oftentimes feel like their effort, their perception of their effort is really high. So, you know, I know for now, like one of the most common forms of training right now is like high intensity interval training, right? So HIIT training and circuit style training or something along those lines. But the problem is that oftentimes people, when they want to fit in HIIT training, the reason why they do it is because with HIIT training, if you do it effectively, you can work out for shorter time, but you can get the same amazing results. But the problem is that oftentimes we feel like, oh, well, I'm definitely working out enough. I mean, my heart rate's up and like I'm sweating or whatever. So I'm definitely at that zone that I need to be at. But the truth is that you need to push yourself to the point of like, basically with HIIT training, we always say it's like a 9 out of 10. So it's like your maximum perceived exertion. So you want to be working out at a 9 out of 10, which is like, you are almost at the point where like you feel like you can barely maintain it. If you can barely maintain it for a couple of minutes, especially cardio sections, that's when you know you're like at your peak, right? And that's kind of the intensity that you have to work at if you really want those results to happen. So oftentimes we go into a gym setting and maybe we jump on the same machine over and over again, right? Maybe it's the elliptical is your favorite, maybe it's the treadmill, or maybe it's even strength training. Maybe you're doing strength training, like you're totally into strength training. It's not even cardio based, but with your strength training, maybe you're just choosing the same exercises and the same weights. So you're not upping your weights, you're not upping your reps, you're not upping your sets. And if you're just doing the same thing over and over again, your body will adapt. And when your body starts adapting, you are going to not see as much transition and change and results. So you're going to feel as though it's your program not working for you, but really it's because you're not working with your program the way you need to. So you need to be constantly changing your program. You need to be constantly upping the intensity level. You need to be sort of pushing yourself to your maximum effort and in order to get those results. And also, and I will get into the cardio stuff in a minute, but definitely with working out hard enough, I want you to think, like, oftentimes we think I'm working out really hard, but really if you look at it, like, did you spend half of that time, you know, in rest periods, like just sitting, resting, waiting? Did you spend some of that time on your phone scrolling through music? Did you spend time like taking selfies? And I'm not like shaming you for that in any way. I'm saying, I want you to really be honest with yourself and look at your time spent, how much time was spent working, how much time was spent resting, how much time was spent maybe socializing, and are you actually doing what you need to be doing to get it done? Okay, so you need to really look at that. So from working out hard enough, that's what you really need to be looking at, and you need to be looking at your consistency as well. And then also working out too hard. I know that that seems like such an oxymoron because you're like, well, like, but you're saying I don't work out hard enough, so that means I got to go more, I got to go harder, I got to go faster, I got to train more often. But if you are someone as well who's listening right now and you rarely take or never take a day off to rest, you will probably be doing your body a disservice because really you could actually be breaking down the muscle instead of building. So if you are always feeling tired and sore, and if you're just like constantly feeling like you have, you know, you feel like completely exhausted, or your body just feels like it's telling you, like, you have to listen to your body. If it's telling you like, slow down, slow down, slow down, or like, I really don't want to do this today because I'm completely exhausted, listen. It means that your body needs rest, okay? So you really need to look at your training plan. In your training plan, you should have a minimum of one rest day, if not two rest days, where you literally just do not train. Maybe you still move. Like, I'm not suggesting that you don't move, but maybe your movement comes from, like, you go for a walk, or maybe it's, like, a nice hike, or, like, nothing too strenuous and nothing that's going to use the same muscle groups that you were already using. So if you were doing an upper body, you know, a split the day before, the next day you're going to do something, maybe just go for a nice walk. And then if you're doing a lower body, maybe you literally just take the next day and you rest, or you do a nice light yoga class. Like, just figure out ways. If you were someone like me who needs to move every single day, even on my rest days, I just find ways to fit in movement, but that is not strenuous or taxing on muscles. So 3 to 5 days a week of exercise is amazing. At least one, if not 2 days of rest, is really beneficial. It will actually help you start seeing better results. So again, to recap, it's either you work out harder because maybe you're not being consistent, maybe you're only working out 1 day a week, or you're working out too much and you need to dial it back a little bit and add in a couple of rest days so that you're not actually breaking down the muscle that you are already building, okay? So you don't want to just be counterintuitive and counterproductive for your own body. So that is number one reason why most people do not see the results they're looking for with their training programs. The next one, number two, why your program might be failing you is that you're doing everything right. You're following the training program. It gives you the rest days. It gives you the intensity. You're following the reps. You're doing progressions, everything else, but you're still eating the same way. Now, I know that there's a lot of people listening that they're guilty of this, right? And that's okay. It just means if you plan on, I know some people too that, like, they say to me, I only train so I can eat. And that's also okay. If you know that that's what you're doing, then that is also okay. Because I kind of feel like I'm that person sometimes. But if you are looking to get major results, if you are like, I'm trying to make major changes, like physically in my body, I want to start seeing those shifts and changes, you have to not only change your fitness program, but you also have to change your diet. So that means you need to be paying attention to protein, fibers, and fats. And Laura and we talk about this a lot in this podcast. If you don't really know how to eat the complete and three rule way, look back at any of our podcasts where we talk about complete and three rule, or the podcast that we did also on fiber intake, anything like that, where we're talking about how to eat for optimal health. And this is the way that you can start feeding your body the proper amount of food, and the proper balance of proteins, fibers, and fats in order for you to be basically fed, to also feel satisfied, and so that you have enough energy to make it through your day. Because one of the things that happens with a lot of people is they dive into a new fitness or training program, but they also start diving into like a caloric deficit. They start like cutting back calories, but start upping their workouts. And when you start doing that, your body will end up start holding on to like fat and calories, because it's like, it's nervous, you know, and it's got to build these muscles. Or what's going to happen is you're not going to end up building any muscle because your body doesn't have the nutrients it needs in order to do so. So then again, you're going to get frustrated because you're going to feel like you're spinning your wheels. So if you can't seem to see those muscles that you're trying to build, you need to start logging your food. That's like the number one thing you can start doing, is like start paying attention to what it is that you're eating. Write it down, have a journal, use an app. There's amazing apps out there right now that have you like food apps where you can like, or Fitbits or anything like that. So that you check out your calorie intake, but you can also check out the balance of it. The other thing that we always recommend is doing macro-based diets. So if you don't know what macro-based diets are, we actually talk about it in our Fitness and Nutrition Expert certification. We teach you how to calculate macros and build up meal plans according to macros. So if you're into that, make sure you check out our program. But also, you can like Google that. There are so many apps out there too to help calculate macros. And macros is a great way of just figuring out, okay, this is where I'm at. This is my goal weight. This is what, and it'll like literally break it down for you. Like, this is how much protein you need to eat. This is how much fat you need to eat. And this is how much carbs/fiber that you need to eat throughout a day in order to have optimal results, right? And so you log everything together. And when you calculate your meal and you also calculate your training program, as long as they are cohesive and they go together, you're going to start seeing the results. I guarantee it. The other thing, though, with diet that I just want to bring up, and it's not about changing your diet, but it's about changing your mindset around your diet. And your mindset around your diet is that a lot of times we use food as a reward. So again, raise your hand right now if you're listening, and or comment below this and tell me if you're someone like me who has done this, where you're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and have that pizza because I did a crazy good workout today. So you're rewarding yourself with food. Or you're like, I was good all week. This weekend, I'm just going to binge and go crazy, right? Because it's the weekend, or because it's my birthday, or because it's my best friend's birthday, or because it's, you know, I don't even know, like whatever it is, it's a celebration at the office, it's whatever. There's always a reason. Sometimes there's not even a reason, literally just, I worked out so hard, I deserve this. And yeah, if that's the mentality that you want to have and you want to kind of just be in a space of maintenance where you're like working out to eat, which is what I said earlier, which is not a problem, but if that's you, but that's cool. But if you're looking to get results, you need to start switching that mindset from using food as a reward. So start thinking about it from a perspective of food is fuel for your body. It helps you make it through the day. So there's certain foods that are going to help you better throughout the day, like these macronutrients. I was talking about the proteins, fibers, and fats. These are food that are going to help you so that throughout your day, you don't have that 3 p.m. sluggish feeling, so that when you go to the gym, you have the energy needed to get through your workouts. When you have the proper nutrients, you will feel energized. You will feel excited. You will have focus. You will not feel as allergic. There are so many things that food will do for you. And the same opposite applies, though. If you start eating a lot of junk food, and if you start using those other food, like putting in a lot of those other foods into your diet, processed foods, etc., you're going to notice a difference. You're going to notice a huge shift in your body. I've noticed it myself when I'm like on vacation or something, and I'm not eating the same foods I normally eat throughout my week. I totally feel a huge difference. Okay, so you need to start looking at your food as fuel, and then instead of rewarding yourself with food and saying, I crushed that workout, I deserve some Doritos, instead be like, I crushed that workout, maybe I'm going to go and get a really great tea, or I'm going to go out and I'm going to have this amazing salad. Like, maybe you're going to splurge on like this dinner that you normally don't get during the week, but it's like one of your favorite salads at this place. Like, I know I do that often. Or like, it doesn't even have to be food or drink related too. It could be like literally like, I was doing so well for this past month. I have crushed my workouts. I've stuck to my training program. I'm buying myself some new running shoes to help enhance my program training, right? So if you can start shifting your mindset away from using food as a reward, instead of thinking of it as food as fuel, it will help you in the big picture of things, okay? Now, the third reason why your training program might be failing you is that you're only doing cardio. Of course, cardio is great, right? Like, I am a big advocate. Like, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are like, cardio, what? Like, I don't even do cardio anymore. Like, and I know that, and that's fine. Like, whatever you choose for yourself is perfect. And I want to be very clear about that. Whatever you choose to do, I 100% support you. If it makes you feel good, if it makes you feel healthy, if it makes you feel strong, then by all means. But if you are looking to get specific results and you're finding that the training program you're on currently is not getting you the results you're looking for, look at it and say, is it all cardio based? If it's all cardio based, then you'll be burning calories but you won't really be changing your body composition by building any muscle, right? So you need to add in strength training and balance that system out. Now, I'm a huge advocate, as I said, for cardio as well. I like adding in cardiovascular movements into my workout training programs. For me, it's a lot to do, not just like with my physical body composition, but it's actually more to do with my heart. Heart disease runs in my mom's family. And so for me, it's a little bit of like a scary thing. And so from a preventative measure standpoint, I really am just like, I need to do cardiovascular movements just to keep my blood pumping, keep my body, that cardiovascular system strong, and keep my heart feeling strong and healthy. That's just something for me personally. So whatever your personal or your prerogative is around cardio, do it, don't do it, that's up to you. But if you are only doing cardio, that's the only thing you're doing, you are going to miss out on the benefits of strength training. Strength training, and it can be lifting weights or even body weight exercises. But if you're doing that at least 2 times a week, you will start seeing more benefits because you're going to decrease your body fat, you're going to increase your muscle mass, you're going to get stronger bone density, and you can even start seeing the shifts in your body composition, okay? And if you're someone who is like, okay, but I'm really going to miss the cardio. Like, I love cardio. I love the high that I get after I do cardio. I love that sweat that I get. Cause sometimes I feel like when I strength train, I don't sweat as much or whatever. If you're not like breathing heavy when you're doing weight strength training, or if you don't like you're sweating enough, maybe you just need to shift that as well. Maybe you need to shift it so that you're doing strength training and you're doing like heavier lifting. Cause if you're lifting really heavy, your body's going to get taxed. You are going to sweat. Your heart rate is going to increase. Or maybe you need to set it up like a circuit. You need to set up like circuit training styles so that you're moving from one to the next with very little to no rest in between, keeping your heart rate up and pushing your body so that you're almost combining the two. It's almost making it like a twofer, like cardio and strength training combined, right? So that's how I think of circuit training is combining the two, maximizing your time, maximizing your burn, maximizing your effort. So that's always an option as well. But definitely if the only thing you're doing is cardio, I would say don't expect to see the type of results that you might be wanting if it's you're looking for a different change in your body composition with building more muscle. All right, number four, the fourth reason why your training program might not be working for you and what to do instead is that you are doing too much too soon. It's the all or nothing mentality. Oh my gosh, this is a big one. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that feel like, okay, I'm just, you know what, I'm going to just start making some changes like today. Like I'm sick and tired of feeling uncomfortable in my skin. I don't want my pants to feel tight anymore. I don't want to feel like I can't play with my kids. I don't want to be able to struggle when I have to like go upstairs or when I'm like lifting my children to get up like, you know, into their crib or whatever, like whatever it is that has gotten you to the point where you're saying, that's it. I've had it. I've had enough. I am ready to make this change. Whatever that catalyst is cool. That is your decision. And that is your story. That is whatever it is that's going to support you to living a healthier, happier, better life. Then I am all for it. But one of the things that sometimes happens in those scenarios is we get so sick and tired and we get so frustrated that we say, that's it. I'm changing everything. You go through your house, you throw away any junk food, you throw away any processed foods. You're like, I'm going to eat chicken and salad every single day. I'm going to work out every single morning up at 5 before the kids get up. I'm going to do my training program. I'm after work. I'm going to go for a walk every night. I'm going to only drink water. I'm going to do all of these things on weekends. I'm going to make sure that I structure in like a 2-hour workout and blah, blah. Now, that might sound like you, and that is okay again if that is something that speaks to you and is working for you. But oftentimes, more times than not, and I've been dealing with thousands of women over the years, tens of thousands of women, the problem with that mentality is doing everything at once is fine for a short term, but after a while becomes really overwhelming. Because when you do all or nothing, it's like as soon as you have one falter, as soon as you have one moment where you're like, you know what, I'm so tired. I don't want to make that chicken tonight for dinner. I'm just going to eat this sandwich instead. Immediately you're like, okay, well, I just failed. I failed. I failed myself. I failed my plan. And screw it. I'm not going to do anything anymore. And I've seen it time and again and again and again. And I'm here to tell you that that doesn't have to be the case. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. It doesn't have to be 100% on or 100% off. There is no black and white. There is gray area. Be flexible with yourself. Be flexible with the days that you feel tired. Be flexible with, you know what, I didn't get a workout in today because my day got kind of flipped upside down. Don't be mad about it. Just figure out a game plan. Okay, well, what else can you do instead? Just like be kind to yourself is what I'm really trying to say. Like try to be a little bit kinder to yourself because it's, you're not, you know, you're a human being. You're not a robot. It doesn't have to be 100% all the time. If you want to get results, you have to have consistency. Yes. 100%. If you want to get certain results, you have to be consistent with your workouts. You have to be consistent with your meal plan. You have to be consistent with the wellness aspect, getting sleep and lowering your stress levels. And all of those things are very key to getting results. But if you falter, it's no big deal. Give yourself some slack. Also, feel good with the idea too of if you are starting on this journey, or even if you've been doing this for a while and it's not working, feel okay with the idea of doing it in baby steps. I recommend this more oftentimes than not to all of my clients, which is start off slow and add things on once that first thing has become this is like my life. This is what is who I am now. So for your workouts or for your meal plans, or, you know, like this is the way I eat. This is just how I, or this is, I work out every day. This is just what I do. When that is the case, when it's like, it now feels like this is just part of who I am, then add in the next piece of the puzzle. Then, so maybe it's start with the workouts. And then once the workouts feel like that's consistent and that's just 5 days a week, you just train and this is what you just do. And it's just part of your life. Then maybe it's like a month later, maybe it's 2 weeks later, maybe it's 3 months later, whatever. But once that feels normal to you and it's now your lifestyle, then add in the nutrition stuff. Then be like, okay, so now I'm going to start making these shifts in my nutrition. I'm going to start fueling my body a little bit differently and see how this works. And I'm going to start going to bed maybe a little bit earlier. So you can do it in pieces. You don't have to feel like you have to do everything at once. And the other thing is just remember, be patient. Okay. Results take time. It's not overnight. They do not happen overnight. No matter what you read, no matter what tabloids say, no matter what magic pills are out there, they do not happen overnight. So be okay with the idea that it's going to take change. It's going to take time to make change, right? And don't compare yourself to other people, even if they're doing the same workout plans or doing the same training programs. And I know that's really hard, right? Like it's a really hard thing for us to get out of our heads. It's like, oh, but like, how come this person looks like this? And you know, I'm like, I've been working out for 6 months and I don't have a six pack or whatever. Like, just don't even worry about it. Just be patient, stay on your course, stay in your lane, stick with the plan. And as long as you're sticking with the plan and you have a clear idea of what it is that you're going to do and implement into your life and it's working for you, keep going. All right. And then my number five, the fifth reason why your workout plan might be failing you and what you need to do instead is that you might be sitting all day. And I know that this is like so cliche, but it's so true. If you are someone, and I'm not saying you have to have a standing desk or a walking treadmill desk. If you have one, cool. I actually have like an adapter that I bought that goes on any kind of machine. So it goes on like a treadmill or a bike or a elliptical or anything like that, that you can actually click on and then you can sit your laptop on it. So I actually like using it for whenever I'm doing any course, any webinars or courses or anything, whenever I'm watching something, so I'm learning, I like doing that. My other thing is I like to move whenever I have conference calls, I schedule them so that I can go for walks. And so I actually walk and talk for all my calls. The other day, I'm no like word of a lie, I literally had so many conference calls scheduled that I walked over 20,000 steps before 1 PM. Okay. That's amazing. Like that adds up fast, right? But what else I could have done instead, the opposite, I could have just sat at my desk and done all those calls, right? For 4 hours, I could have sat at my desk and done those calls the same way, but instead I decided to be doubly effective. I tried to be more effective for myself. And I find too, when I'm outside and I'm walking and moving, it allows for me to be more open and the conversation flows just that much better, right? So if you feel like you're someone who sits all day, so maybe you're at your desk all the time, maybe you are someone who is like me, who has a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings. Is there a way that you can schedule those meetings to walk and talk? Can you, maybe even like if you work with another manager in your office, can you guys say together like, hey, once, you know, every Monday morning when we have our weekly team meeting between you and I to talk about like the strategy for the week, let's do it on a walk. How cool would that be, right? To be able to still be strategic, still get the stuff done that you need to get done, but also move your body that little bit more. Because I'm going to tell you right now that there's numbers of studies out there that say sitting is super bad for our health. It's almost like sitting is the new smoking. I'm sure you guys have heard this, but it's true. It's really bad for us. So try to figure out different ways to add it in. And did you know that 10,000 steps a day is like the average of what they recommend you move, okay? And there's like celebrity trainers out there that say like, if you are doing your workout plan every day, so you've got your program, your training program, right? So you're working out every day, say for 45 minutes a day, and you're doing your meal plan, and that's it. And then the rest of the time you're sitting, yeah, you're going to get results. But if you want to speed that process up, if you want to expedite it, adding in the extra movement every day, so walking 10,000 steps a day is equivalent to approximately 500 calories burned. That over a 7-day course is 1 pound, right? So it's 3,500 calories. So that's equivalent to approximately 1 pound. So if you're moving that much more over a week on top of your workouts, on top of your consistency with your meal plans and everything else, think about the consistency of your shift that's going to happen in your body, right? So just those small changes. Now I aim for 10,000 steps a day, but some days that's not possible. But again, going back to number four, all or nothing mentality. It's like, that's okay, right? I don't stand around and be like mad about it. I'm just like, there's some days it just doesn't happen. Some days I only step like 2,000 steps because it's just a crazy day and I'm sitting at my computer and I can't leave it. And there's other days where I get in 20,000 steps. So I balance out. I actually try to look at it instead of from a daily perspective, I try to look at it from a week and I try to say, okay, in a week span, I want to get 70,000 steps in, right? 70,000 steps in. And I just try to calculate it from that perspective. So if I notice during the week, maybe I've been really tied to my desk, then on the weekend, I really try to get moving a little bit more. I take my daughter outside, I run through the parks, I go to the fields, everything else. I do as much as I can to just keep moving because activity is so important to me. And that extra bit of activity is what's going to help you catapult you a little bit faster into where you want to be, which is wherever your results are. All right. So again, these are the 5 tips. So number one was, you were either not working out hard enough, so really check yourself and say, am I pushing myself to my maximum effort or am I spending a lot of time socializing? And that's okay, but just be honest with yourself. Or you're working out too hard, not taking days off, just constantly pushing your body and almost feeling like it's like a punishment to your body because it's like pushing even on the days you want to rest and your body's telling you to slow down or it's really sore and tired. Listen to your body and stop overtraining. Okay. So you'll get better results if you stop overtraining. Number two, you haven't changed your diet. So you need to make sure that you do some sort of shift in your diet plan. Number three is that you've got to add in the strength training or circuit training or something along those lines, but not just cardio bunnies. Okay. There's a time and place for cardio 100%, but always look to mix up the two and have at least two. I usually recommend 3 days of strength training per week. Number four, why your program might be failing you and what to do about it is you're doing too much too soon. It's the all or nothing mentality. So really look at yourself and say, can I have a gray area? Does it have to be black and white? And should I do baby steps or should I jump all in? Because you've got to be honest with yourself so that you don't get frustrated and you have to make it your lifestyle. And then the number five is, can you add in extra movement throughout your day above and beyond your workouts? Your workouts count, but the extra is really what's going to help you get those results that you're looking for. All right. So that is it for today for our episode of Fit Chicks Chat. Those were our top 5 reasons why your training program might be failing you and what you should do about it. Now I'd love to hear a comment. So comment below, let us know if any of those spoke to you, what area, or if you have another area where you feel your program is really like stuck. If you need help, you let us know and we'd be happy to help you try to figure out what to do instead. And then of course, As always, if you are interested in learning more about our upcoming programs, please check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. We have our upcoming fitness and nutrition expert certification starting on September 26th, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss expert program that is starting on October 16th. And we'd love to have you, so check it out, fitchicksacademy.com. And of course, check us out on social media at fitchicksacademy. And I will talk to you guys again soon. All right. Have an amazing week. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.